We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela, yeah, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
But you're not like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they tell me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, USA.
Yo 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 yo.
Angelique's out. What's poppin', Charlamagne?
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday. Good morning.
Yes, pardon me if I sound a little crazy, but my dumb ass decided to get braces last Thursday. Look, my dentist said I needed braces. And guess what?
What?
I'm getting them taken out today.
You ain't like them?
I can't do it.
Yeah.
This ain't for me. Salute to every, drop on the clues bombs for everybody out there with braces, all the kids with braces, the adults that have had to get braces. Y'all better than me.
You got the in braces or on the outside of the teeth or inside of the teeth? Which one?
Outside. Mm. My daughter told me I'm a punk, and she's absolutely right, because she got braces, and she's had them for like a year now, almost a year. She's about to get them taken off, actually. Me, I can't do it. I'm going today. Mm. All right, I already broke them back in the... What the hell did I just say? I already broke a bracket in the back.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this thing feel like it's cutting the inside of my mouth.
Absolutely.
I can't eat what I want. Mm-hmm. The maintenance ain't what's up. I can't. No. I'm going to get them taken out today.
As a kid, I had braces for 4.5 years. And it was,
what?
Yeah, 4.5 years.
I forget we old, though. So we had them whack-ass braces.
Whack-ass braces.
Yeah, we had the aluminum foil.
Yeah, so.
We had to wear them for a while.
And I used to hate them. Every time anybody touches your lip, you bust your lip, you start bleeding. There's certain things you can eat, you can eat.
I can't do it. And this, what I got is called the six-month smile.
Mm-hmm.
So it's supposed to have you correct in 6 months. I'd rather just get Invisalign. Slow. I can't do it. Taking it out today. All right, I can't wait till 9 o'clock East Coast time so I can call my dentist and I'm coming in now.
Right.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a great way to start the show.
Mm-hmm.
Fix your mouth. All right.
Mm-hmm.
How was your weekend besides that? Cheerleader dad, did you go out? Oh,
yeah. Just yesterday. Yesterday was a cheer competition. That was it.
Yeah.
That's all.
In town or you had to travel?
In Jersey. Old Bridge, New Jersey.
Not too bad.
Yeah, it was cool.
That
cool
was in Minneapolis with Bow Wow, Shad Moss. Me and him had a function out in Minneapolis. Shout out to everybody out in Minneapolis. I ate at the Breakfast Bar, which is a black-owned spot. Very good. So shout out to everybody out there. I had a great time. It was cold in Minneapolis, though.
It's cold here now.
It was like 9 degrees, 10 degrees in Minneapolis. It was freezing.
Salute to everybody that's actually experiencing spring.
Yeah.
We haven't yet.
No, not yet.
Okay.
All right, well, we got front page news when we come back. We got to tell you about this horrific story about a roller coaster. I guess it's not a roller coaster, but a ride
that
in
was
Orlando.
Horrible.
We'll tell you about that, give you the details and updates and more. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. All right, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, in March Madness, all right, let's start off with the men. Villanova beat Houston, Duke beat Arkansas, UNC beat St. Peter's, and Kansas beat Miami. Now, in women's Elite Eight, South Carolina beat, Creighton?
Let's go, Lady Gamecocks. They busted the Creighton's ass yesterday. Mm-hmm.
And Stanford beat Texas.
I think they won by like 30 points.
Yep, they won by 30.
Yep.
And tonight, North Carolina State plays Connecticut. Louisville plays Michigan for women's basketball. All right, now we got to talk about Kyrie Irving. He made his debut in Brooklyn because now that everything is lifted as far as the COVID mandates, he was able to play. He spoke after the game.
How do you want people to remember this season of yours and the decision that you made?
The point of this season for me was never to just take a stand. It was really to make sure that I'm standing on what I believe in and freedom. And if I get tarnished, you know, in terms of my image and people try to slander my name continuously because, you know, those are things that I forget. You know, I haven't forgotten anything that anybody said. I don't read everything, but I definitely read some things that put my family's name in a certain position that I believe are unfair.
Let's be clear. Kyrie made a choice. Mm-hmm. He made a choice. He didn't take a stand for anybody but himself, which is fine. You know what I mean? But let's not act like that was something that was, you know, made for the greater good of people. Like, I respect it because, you know, they gave them a choice and he made his choice, you know? But, you know, he didn't take a stand for the greater good of the people. Well, and they lost yesterday.
Yeah, in his debut, they lost 119-110. He had 16 points, 11 assists, 2 rebounds, and he played 41 minutes. Now, Joe Biden, he's trying to propose a new 20% minimum billionaire tax.
That ain't going to happen.
Now, he's trying, this is the billionaire minimum income tax. It would take anybody 20% extra if they make $100 million and more. They're trying to get this approved. You don't think so?
No. Those are people that rule the world, and those are people that rule him. he's not about to tax them crazy. That sounds good, especially with inflation sky high and the fact that, you know, when we fill up our gas tanks, it costs us a whole bunch of money. Mm-hmm. You know, so it sounds good that you're going to tax the rich, but he's not going to do that.
Now, in some sad news, a 14-year-old boy visiting from Missouri, he was out in Orlando. He went to Orlando's tourist district where he went to a bunch of, they wanted to go to a bunch of amusement parks. They went to a ride that was called Orlando Free Fall Ride. The young man was on the ride, and when it was coming down, it's like a free fall. It goes up 430 feet in the air and then drops crazy. Well, as it was coming down, I guess maybe his seat wasn't connected right. Maybe the bar wasn't on him right, but he fell through the actual ride.
That's horrible, man.
And died.
That's horrible. Didn't they say he knew as he was going up, he was saying, like, tell my mom and dad I love them or something like that if I don't make it down?
Yeah, he said, tell my mom and dad I love them if I don't make it. He was only 14 years old. The young man's name is Tyree Sampson, and we hear from his dad.
It felt like somebody hit me so hard in my stomach, I lost wind, and the pain behind it could never be taken away. And sorry is not going to take it back. And no monies, no nothing in the world can replace that young man. And it's just sad. It's sad. A young man, bright future, been taken away from him and over a ride or amusement park.
Man, sending healing energy to Tyree Sampson and the whole Sampson family. Like, that's horrible.
And the sad thing is when you get on these roller coasters or these rides, you hope and you pray that all the safety protocols are there just in case something does happen. If there's an extra strap, if there's an extra bar. But in this instance, we just don't know what happened. But rest in peace and definitely sending condolences and healing energy to his family.
And that's why I don't get on those rides. Okay. I don't pay people to scare me. By the way, my anxiety set up, I cannot do it. All right.
And
nope.
The sad part is I get on those rides all the time, and my whole family does. We just left Disney over the Christmas vacation, and we got on all those rides. And I always sit next to my smallest kid just in case so I could feel like I can grab him. But this young man wasn't small. He wasn't tiny. So you just never know when you know, something is faulty. Very scary.
By the way, this is why I thank God for virtual reality. Okay? Last time I went to Disney Studios, that Avatar ride,
yes,
that's the best ride I've ever been on in my life. Okay, I'm cool with virtual reality when it comes to roller coasters. That's what virtual reality is for. I don't need to really be 2,000 feet up in the sky and getting dropped. No way, Jose.
All right. Well, that is...
Rest in peace to that brother, man. And for real, sending healing energy to that family. That was a horrible story.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, Call us up. Phone lines are wide open. We got a lot to talk about today. 800-585-1051. Did you see the Oscars last night?
Oh, I definitely. I mean, I literally was watching the Oscars last night simply for Will Smith. Simply to see if, you know, he won for Best Actor for King Richard, which he did.
He did.
And to see if Ajahnay won for Best Supporting Actress for King Richard, which he didn't. But literally, I was just watching for Will Smith and I got my money's worth.
Yeah.
On all levels.
It was slapping last night. We'll talk about it later. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm dialing.
Hey, what you doing, man?
I'm dialing. I'm calling you.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, Envy. This is Jay. I'm calling from Atlanta.
Hey, Jay.
Jay from
up?
The A.
Hey. Get it off your chest.
Hey, hey, Charlamagne. I just wanted to get off my chest about my raggedy coworkers here at Walmart. When I say they raggedy, that's exactly what I mean.
Damn.
We spend hours fixing stuff on the wall, making sure everything looks nice. And don't get me wrong, I don't expect perfection. I just expect excellence. They come in overnight and they sitting here walking around, having a good time, making like they're busy. And come to find out, they just undoing everything that I already did. And it's every day. And I'm sick of it.
Well, can't you write...
You got your rude customers. Can I do it now?
You can't write them up?
If I was a manager, I sure would. And the managers here, they don't care either. They don't care.
Damn. Well, I'm glad you
every
do it.
Day.
At least somebody
yeah,
does.
Well, we appreciate you. All those people
thank
shopping
you.
At Walmart. We appreciate the aisles looking nice and clean and all that. Thank you.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. And Charlamagne, I just wanted to ask you, is it possible, since y'all just got some of those Telfar bags, is it possible if they have a small one, if y'all got a really tiny one or something, that I could get it?
I don't have any more. My wife took all my
wife
damn,
took
I'm sorry. Okay. I promise you I'd have gave it to you. And it was one in there, a little black one. My wife took see? All of them.
Yeah, my wife
it's
did, too.
It's all good.
Now, there's a, there good. Is a box up here.
well, if Angela comes in, if that's her box, ask her if she can save me a little small one. I don't like big pocketbooks.
Well, get her address just in case. I ain't promising you nothing, but maybe
okay.
If y'all don't say nothing as a listener, then we can just sure. say Angelique never got her box.
Okay. And Charlamagne, last year I called you and you said, that, well, I know you said you would send it, but they ain't never sent me my book.
Eddie.
I sent a book for my husband for Father's Day.
What book? The Unapologetic Guide to Black Mental Health?
Yes.
Well, hold on.
Did it go out, Eddie?
Line one. Hold on. You hold on, okay, mama?
Okay, I got you. Thank you. Have a good day.
You
thank
too,
you.
Now. Hello, who's this?
Hey, man. What's up, man? It's Leo.
Leo, what up? Get it off your chest.
Said Julio, like Don
hey,
Julio.
He said Leo.
Oh, I thought you said Julio.
Leo, huh? Hey, yeah, man. Hey, I don't like you getting them braces, man. That's another thing for you to be playing on the, you know, radio about. You know, I don't like that. You need to get them out.
Why can't I get braces if I need braces? This is
another thing you be making the little, you know, playing your little games about, man.
What are you talking games? About, little games? I got braces because my dentist yeah. told me to get braces. Yeah, I might have jaw problems in the future.
Yeah, all right. But I wanted to know, man. Y'all think that slap was real or fake? Y'all know what slap I'm talking about.
Yeah, that was a real slap.
That was real.
That was real. Okay. That's all I wanted to know, man. But yeah, man. Hey, love you guys, man. Keep it up.
Peace, King.
Thank you, brother.
All right, bro.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast
and we
Club.
And we're going to talk about it next hour, by the way.
Yeah.
The slap.
Yeah. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Klepto from New Row.
You a thief? Are you a thief, Klepto?
Nah, not at all, homie.
Okay.
Well, get it off your chest.
Aw, man, these braces, man. I had these braces for 3 years already.
What?
Yeah, man.
I had mine for 3 days. I'm getting rid of them today. I can't do it.
Nah, no. When you first get them on, you know, some brackets be cutting your lip up.
All day, yep.
After a month or two, you'll get used to it.
I ain't got time for that, King. I'm not going to lie to you.
We got to put rubber bands in it. The rubber bands be popping in your mouth.
I'm getting them off today. I'm going to get Invisalign. I can't do it. I got mine last Thursday.
I had Invisalign. I'm going to tell you this. The braces are way better.
Why? Tell me. Please tell me why.
Because the braces you don't take out. When you eat, with Invisalign, you got to take them out, which is really painful. You got to stick your fingers in your mouth and pop them out.
They're not King. That painful. My son has Invisalign, and my daughter had braces, and they were both fine.
I wish I could take my braces out to eat. That's the problem. I've been struggling all weekend.
Now, because the Invisalign is real tight, and they snap on to your teeth, and you got to...
Yeah, nah, they're not that bad.
Every time you eat.
My son had
I'm fine with
a year
that.
Or so.
Like
that. Not that bad.
I'm fine with that. I'd rather do that than these braces, I'll tell you that much.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's good? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Get it off your chest.
I just want to say rest in peace to that young man. That was a senseless death.
Man, that was horrible,
yeah,
man.
Very bad, man.
Horrible.
We have multiple eyes walking around. Somebody should have caught and seen that his thing wasn't safe, fastly, whatever the case may be. Multiple eyes. And they all failed to catch it. And that man had to fall that far from the sky, man. That's rest in peace, man.
Yeah, I've always felt like, you know, on those roller coasters, it's Thanks, too bro. Much responsibility for one person. Because, you know, they're trying to get people on and off quick. You know what I mean? And it's like, yo, who's really checking those bars to make sure they click and everything else?
But they usually do a great job with checking the bars. Everybody usually pull them up. They usually, there is a harness. I know when I go on there with my kids, I double check my own kids' stuff. So they do check them. I mean,
maybe
this instant they didn't. But I will say this, a lot of times they have young teenagers working them rides. You know what I mean? And not for nothing, you know, sometimes young teenagers might not care.
That's what I'm saying, man. Virtual reality for me, baby. That's what I like. Give me the VR rides all day.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Drake Carr. This is Big Draco from Columbus, Ohio.
There's only one Big Draco, Draco King.
I'm saying the same thing.
Don't disrespect Big Draco that, King.
Nah, he ain't no stepper like we do it here in Ohio. Just let y'all know.
Okay. Play with Draco if you want to.
Oh, yeah.
Who ain't no stepper?
Hey, no, for real, though. I just, I was getting off my chest. First off, God is good. Praise God. But I just wanted to get this off my chest real quick, man. That whole Will Smith incident, whatever took place, I just personally think that's some cornball stuff, bro.
I agree with you, King.
Like,
I don't know.
For you to see Denzel Washington's face when Will Smith got the award or whatever after, you know what I'm saying? Like, we are supposed to be building each other up. You could have handled that behind the stage.
Maybe,
you know?
Maybe, but I would say this. I mean, we don't know the reason why she cut her hair bald. There's all
Yeah,
know,
we
speculation.
Do. She got alopecia. Yeah.
She got alopecia.
She said that a million times, but Chris didn't know that, though.
I mean, it don't matter. You make fun of my wife.
It could have been handled like men. You see what I'm saying? We come back here, we embarrassing each other at the Oscars in front of this stage. That's not good for us.
I don't know.
I don't agree with that only because, like, you know, it's almost like saying we got to know how to act in front of these white people.
Nah.
I just don't like it simply because it's a black man doing it to another black man. I love Will Smith to death, but I don't know if he does that to a white comedian.
I mean, I think
or a white person. I don't know.
Making fun of his wife like that, and she had alopecia. Yeah, I mean, you just don't know. You don't know what the feeling is. And then remember, in 2016, Chris went at her before again. I mean, they all jokes, but sometimes jokes get a little too personal.
Listen,
and it is what it
I'm
is.
I'm the person that tells y'all all the time, you cannot tell somebody how to react. So it is what it is with that. But, you know, I still don't like to see it. I didn't like to see that last night.
I didn't like to see it either. But, you know, like we always say, for every reaction, for every what do we say? For every
but there's consequences,
every action,
but
there's a reaction.
But remember that, because technically Will Smith did assault a man live on television at the Oscars.
He did. LAPD said they're not going to go ahead with
But there's
with
also
charges.
Something that the Oscars can take your Oscar back. There's like a code of conduct rule. So I don't know. I'm just saying, yes, that you can't tell somebody how to react, but there's consequences to everything.
All right, well, we'll talk about it in a little bit. 800-585-1051. When we come back, we got the rumors. And yes, let's talk about the Oscars last night. We'll talk about some of the great performances, like Beyonce killing it and some of the winners last night. And, of course, the slap. The Oscars was slapping last night. We'll get into it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The windshield wipers are going and it's not even raining. That's how I feel when you're riding in the morning listening to this song. Your windshield wipers just going, it's not even raining.
My goodness.
Slow.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Oscars.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on the Breakfast Club.
Now, if you didn't watch the Oscars last night, there was a lot going on. First and foremost.
It really wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, not really.
Well, shout out to Beyonce. She opened up the 2022 Oscars with a live performance in Compton.
That was good.
On a tennis court. Let's play a clip of her performing.
Was I just not paying attention? Because I never heard that record in my life.
Oh, you didn't watch King Richard.
Oh, that's on King Richard?
It's on King Richard,
Oh, okay. And I wonder how much that that performance cost.
I don't know. Well, they did the whole tennis court in Compton over it. When you're watching the performance, you don't really know they're in Compton at first.
Yeah.
They're just performing, and then the camera backs out, and then you see the whole Compton area. I thought that was dope.
You think Blue Ivy charged her?
Blue Ivy also performed with her, and yes, I think Blue Ivy charged.
She definitely got a performance fee.
That was a dope performance, but she did lose to Billie Eilish for Best Original Song.
I know Billie Eilish is so happy that Will Smith slapped Chris Rock last night because, boy, the Beehive would have been on her ass.
Definitely.
I think they got distracted. They'll get back to you today, though, Billie.
Yes, they will.
Or maybe tomorrow. They'll get back to you.
Now, Best Supporting Actress, Ariana DeBose. She won for West Side Story. First openly queer woman of color to win. Congratulations to her.
Is she?
That's what it says.
I didn't know that.
That's what she said. That's what they say.
Maybe Latina? Maybe openly queer Latino woman? I don't know.
This is first openly queer woman of color to win.
Oh, salute to her.
Best documentary, Summer of Soul, Questlove. Congratulations to Questlove.
Drop one of the clues bombs with Questlove. The reason y'all might have not have saw the Questlove is because that's what Chris Rock was presenting.
Right, and we have a clip of Questlove accepting this award.
It's not lost on me that the story of the Harlem Cultural Festival should have been something that my beautiful mother, my dad, should have taken me to when I was 5 years old. And this is such a stunning moment for me right now. But this is not about me. This is about marginalized people in Harlem that needed to heal from pain. And just know that in 2022, you know, this is not just a 1969 story about marginalized people in Harlem. This is a story of, I'm so happy right now, I could cry.
Drop on the Clues Bombs for Questlove. A lot of y'all probably missed that last night because, like I said, that was the award Chris Rock was presenting. And I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all gave Supreme Court Judge nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson a lot of love for showing restraint last week, and she deserved that. Mm-hmm. But can we please drop on the Clues Bombs for Chris Rock? Because not only did he show restraint, he kept the show moving. He had commentary. You know, after that incident happened, he never stopped being Chris Rock. He never stopped being a professional. And I respect his restraint because that could have went a whole different way. And he did that just to get to that moment for Questlove, because he knew Questlove was nominated in that category and won. Well, so he kept his restraint just to get to that moment.
Well, if you don't know the moment we're talking about, Chris Rock came out to give out the award, and he started with a couple of jokes, and Will Smith slapped him.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your f***ing mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's f***ing mouth.
I'm going to, okay? okay. That was a... greatest night in the history of television.
Listen, man, not only did he show restraint, like I said, he kept the show moving. He had commentary. He that was commentary after the slap happened. He never stopped being Chris Rock. Chris Rock is a comedy god, a real professional, okay? And damn, Will, even Putin gives people a warning before they moved in for the attack. You gotta,
nah, for every Jesus. Action is a reaction. We've been saying that, and people believe that it might have started from 2016 when Chris Rock was hosting the Oscars, and he did this joke.
Is she on a TV show? Jada boycotting the Oscars is like me boycotting Rihanna's panties. I wasn't invited. Jada's mad. Her man, Will, was not nominated for concussion. I get it. I get it. Tell the truth. I get it. I get it. You get mad. She said it's not fair that Will was this good and didn't get nominated. Yeah, you're right. It's also not fair that Will was paid $20 million for Wild Wild West.
But Jada had called for Chris Rock to
boycott.
To resign.
To resign.
From hosting the Oscars that year. I think that was the Oscars, Oscars So White year. And could y'all please stop saying this is the blackest Oscars ever? I don't like y'all acting like violence ignorance is blackness. I don't like that. I see people saying, oh, you can't say the Oscars so white anymore because after what Will did, no, violence and ignorance does not equate to blackness. Let's not do that.
Well, Will Smith did win for Best Actor for King Richard.
And we're not talking about that.
This is his first Oscar win.
How the good brother Will Smith stepped on his own moment.
Yeah, well, I mean.
We're going to talk about this in depth next
absolutely,
hour.
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to take your phone calls about it, but let's hear his acceptance speech.
Richard Williams was a fierce defender of his family. I'm being called on in my life to love people and to protect people and to be a river to my people. Now, I know to do what we do, you got to be able to take abuse. You got to be able to have people talk crazy about you, and you got to smile and you got to pretend like that's okay. Denzel said to me a few minutes ago, he said, at your highest moment, be careful. That's when the devil comes for you.
I can't believe we witnessed that last night. That was like, really? When I first saw it, I was like, that wasn't real. The only thing that made me realize it was real was when they froze the broadcast and then they muted all the audio.
Well, they muted the audio. You could tell Chris was shaking up. He was a little all over the place at first. And then right behind Will.
Not really, though.
Yes, he was.
Oh.
Yes, he was.
Chris kept it moving.
No, he never broke.
Uh-huh. That's how you know Chris Rock is not a character, because he never stopped being him. His voice never changed anything.
No, because he was like, yeah, we have to give the award for the next documentary. Then he had to come back and said, no, excuse me, the Oscar for the next documentary. Then he didn't do the awards. He was like, let's just go to the tape. You could tell Chris was a little off.
Well, the prompter probably was off.
Well,
at that point.
Yeah. Well, that. And then who was sitting behind Will? You could kind of.
Lupita Nyong'o.
Oh, yeah, Lupita. You could see in her face like.
I didn't realize that was her at first. I really thought that was one of Jada's friends who was like, oh, you just going to let him say that?
That's really?
That's what I thought at first.
All right.
We're going to talk about this in depth next hour.
We'll take some more calls next. We'll take some calls next hour. We'll talk about it next hour. I got thoughts, too.
I got a lot of thoughts.
Hey.
I got a lot of thoughts.
All right. But when we come back, we got to talk about your president, Joe Biden, and some of the things that he said over the weekend. We'll get to it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey,
it's Angela Yee. Have you taken a look at the General Insurance lately? Switch to the General, and you could save over $500 on your car insurance. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to some front page news. Now, Joe Biden was in Poland over the weekend, and he gave a speech. Well, during the speech, he ad-libbed a little bit, and he said some things I believe maybe he shouldn't have.
Let the words of Pope John Paul burn as brightly today. Never, ever give up hope. Never doubt. Never tire. Never become discouraged. Be not afraid. A dictator bent on rebuilding an empire will never erase a people's love for liberty. Ukraine will never be a victory for Russia, for free people refused to live in a world of hopelessness and darkness. For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power. God bless you all, and may God defend our freedom, and may God protect our troops.
The U.S. Secretary of State, he tried to clear it up a little bit. He said that the president was making a point that Putin couldn't be empowered to wage war. And that future leadership would be up to the Russian people, not to United States president. That's what he was saying. Now, Senator Rich, he had a little comment about it.
Whoever wrote that speech did a good job for him. But my gosh, I wish they would keep him on script. Anytime you say, or even as he did, suggest policy was regime change, it's going to cause a huge problem.
And he's a Republican senator from Idaho. All right. What's your thoughts on that? You got thoughts on it?
Nope.
All right. Well, let's get straight to the BS. All right. That is your front page news. Now, let's talk Will Smith and Chris Rock. If you just joined us, you're just waking up, you set your clock for 7 a.m. The Oscars was last night. Chris Rock, he threw out a joke, and Will Smith didn't take to it too kindly. He got up in on that stage and slapped Chris. We have you have the audio? Let's play the audio of it.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? Here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your f***ing mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's mouth.
I'm going to, okay? okay. That was a... greatest night in the history of television.
All right.
Was it the greatest night in the history of television? It was pretty entertaining. I didn't find it the greatest night in the history of television, though. I found it entertaining at first, for all the same reasons I'm sure everybody else did, right? But, like, I love Will Smith. I love Chris Rock, too. Y'all know I'm a Pinkett Smith Winfrey Knowles Carter, and I tell y'all all the time, you know, you choose what you do. You can choose what you say, but you cannot choose how someone reacts to what you do or say. That's how Will Smith chose to act last night. But I go to therapy enough to know that slap he gave Chris Rock, that joke was a very, very, very small part of the reason he delivered that slap. I don't know what the why is, but for Will to react like that, there's something way deeper going on that we don't know about.
Well, people believe in 2016 when Chris Rock was hosting the Oscars, he went at them back then. You want to play that audio too?
Is he on a TV show? Jada boycotting the Oscars is like me boycotting Rihanna's panties. I wasn't invited. Jada's mad. Her man, Will, was not nominated for concussion. I get it. Tell the truth. I get it. You get mad. She said it's not fair that Will was this good and didn't get nominated. Yeah, you're right. It's also not fair that Will was paid $20 million for Wild Wild West.
I don't know if Will's still holding on that from 5 years ago, man. I mean, something clearly triggered Will and took him to a bad place. Like, if you read his book, you know, he's had an issue with feeling like a coward his whole life, feeling like a punk his whole life. So maybe he just got pushed to the edge. It's only but so much a person can take. And I think Will has wanted to slap a lot of people.
I'm sure.
You know, the internet been playing with that man, which makes people think they can play with him at award shows and on red carpets, whatever it is. You know, but, you know, I just feel like whatever's inside of him that made him do that, I pray he heals from it. Because last night, Will bled on a person, Chris Rock, who didn't necessarily cut him.
Well, I don't know about that. And I will say this, you know, somebody like myself that is about their family and ready to do whatever for their family or their kids, when it gets to the point when you make something that's not funny anymore, Yeah, we have to have a conversation, whether it's hand to hand or whatever it may be. Yesterday, he made fun of his wife's hair, and she what? She have alopecia, right?
Yeah, I think he
has alopecia.
Chris didn't know that though. I actually spoke to Chris last night. He didn't know that she had alopecia.
You know, so when it gets to that point, you make a joke that I don't think is funny. And, you know, what do we always say? As a man, you're supposed to protect and provide. If I feel that you're attacking my wife at that point, yeah, I'm going to do what I got to do anyway. And the consequences don't matter to me. If you take my Oscar away, so be it. If you take whatever it away, if I get arrested, if I get locked up, so be it. But at the end of the day, I'm going to stand for my wife and I'm going to stand for my kids.
Yeah, I think he can take all the entanglement jokes, but I think the alopecia joke set him off because, you know, we don't live with those people.
No.
So you don't know how much she's crying at home over not having hair. So, you know, you just don't know.
Absolutely.
But my other thought doesn't really matter so much.
What?
But I just don't think Will Smith does that to a white man. If Will did that to a white man, he'd be in handcuffs right now.
It doesn't matter. I don't think it would have mattered. I don't think he was white, if he was black, if he was Asian, if he was Puerto Rican, if he was Dominican. I don't think it matters. When I feel like you're attacking or taking a shot at my wife, especially like you said, we don't know what they're going through in that house, how difficult it was for her to cut her hair, what she's been going through. And then all of a sudden you take that joke. And I love Chris and I love Will. And maybe it was an uncomfortable situation that could have been handled better. But when that happens, you can't tell me how to react.
I tell y'all that all the time. You can control what you do, you can control what you say, but you cannot control how somebody reacts to what you do or say. But Will is a 50-something-year-old OG. He could have pulled him to the side backstage.
Maybe. Or maybe.
Like, that was very, I mean, that was extremely out of character.
Maybe that's like, what you say now, but if you were in that situation, you were with your wife, maybe your wife just had a problem with the fact that she had to cut off her hair and something went on in that house, and right then and there somebody takes a shot at her.
Listen, something happened, man. Something happened. Something right. Clearly triggered Will and took him to a very, very, very bad place.
I ain't mad at it. I'm about that life when it comes to my family. But 800-585-1051.
I'm not mad at it, but I'm not happy about it either. That's the weird thing about this situation. Like, it's not like, of course, it's entertaining because we all like to see BS. But that's just the way we're all wired for whatever reason. We like to see the BS, but I'm not happy about it.
I'm not happy, but you know why you're not happy? And we all not happy as a community?
Because it's Will Smith and Chris Rock.
Because it's Will Smith and Chris Rock.
Yes. Like, those are God. That ain't supposed to happen, man.
He's a good brother. Will Smith is a good brother. So you would hate for that to happen.
That ain't there. That's not supposed to happen.
Have a conversation and, you know, both apologize backstage or whatever it was. But, you know, you hate for that to happen because they're both gods in our industry, in our community.
That's right. I don't care that it was the Oscars. Miss me with all that. I hate people saying, like, that's the Oscars, and, you know, it's almost like you're saying they got to know how to behave in front of white people. I don't care about that.
It could have been at the country rodeo. It doesn't matter. It's the fact
that... hell would they be doing at the country
rodeo? I don't
know.
I'm just saying. It doesn't matter where it is. But the fact that they're two gods.
I don't like it. Yeah. I didn't like it.
I didn't
it
like
was
it
entertaining,
either.
But I didn't like it.
I didn't like it either.
I still don't even believe it's real.
Yeah. Will Smith hands is quick too, but let's take your calls. 800.
He played Ali.
I know, but it was quick.
He played Ali. Man.
800-585-1051.
Chris took a slap like a crackhead. He ate it. Like,
he ate it. Then
and kept going. Let's talk about it
before
after that. What's the question?
Just getting people's thoughts.
Yeah. Let's talk.
800-585-1051. Let's talk about it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about the Oscars last night. Now, congratulations to everybody that won Oscars, but this incident right here took the shine. Chris Rock was doing a joke. He was about to give the award away for Best Original. What was it?
Best original documentary.
Best original documentary.
Which Questlove won. Salute to Questlove.
And this is what happened.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your f***ing mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife. No!
I'm going to, okay? okay. That was a greatest night in the history of television.
Now I want to talk to you for a second, Andy.
Yes, sir.
What was your first thought when you saw it? Did you see it in real time?
Yes, I did.
What was your first thought?
I thought that Chris Rock did a joke on Jada Pinkett and Will Smith had a problem with it.
My first thought was, that's not real.
Oh, no, I didn't think it was real at
first. I
didn't think it was real at first until I seen Chris kind of halfway stuttering a little bit. And then Lupita, I seen her face. And then when he started cursing, because it went online immediately. I guess the foreign version was the version where you could hear the cursing. And then I knew it was real.
What made me know it was real was the fact that they froze the broadcast.
Correct.
And then they took out all the audio.
Yes.
That's when I was like, hold up. That might have been real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then I had to think about what Chris said. I'm like, what did Chris say that set him off like that? And then I thought about, the G.I. Jane thing.
Correct.
We know that Jada Pinkett Smith has battles with alopecia.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't live with these people.
Correct.
So being that we don't live with these people, we don't know what Jada is probably crying about at home.
Correct.
That might really, really upset her. Entanglement jokes, they probably can handle that all day. But this is something that really, really impacts my wife. Will knows it impacts my wife. He stepped up to defend his family. Now, with that said,
But at first, I didn't necessarily get it because when they panned to him,
mm-hmm.
Will was laughing.
Yeah.
And then when they looked at her, she rolled her eyes. So
I didn't know
if it was a funny type of thing or not.
Listen, I love Will Smith. I love Chris Rock. And I said this earlier, but I'll say it again. I've gone to enough therapy to know that slap he gave Chris Rock, that joke was a very, very, very small part of the reason. I don't know what the why is, but for Will to react like that, there's something way deeper going on inside of him that we don't know about. And if you've ever read his book, man, which y'all should, phenomenal book. It sold well over 1 million copies. He talks about how he's felt like a coward his whole life.
Correct.
Because, watching his mother go through domestic violence with his father. So I wonder if he felt like he's been taking so much and people have been, coming at, his family and his wife for a while now,
mm-hmm.
to where, he ended up bleeding on somebody who didn't cut him in the form of Chris Rock.
Or it could be the fact that, as entertainers, sometimes you feel like, I can take it.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot at me. But mm-hmm. don't shoot at my wife. Don't shoot at my kids. And when you shoot at my wife, like I said, the first reaction is to protect. I'm going to protect my wife regardless, no matter what's going on.
Yeah, and I think a lot of this stuff, they do talk about a lot of their business online, like the entanglements and everything else. But something like a medical condition, but I still don't think that's the reason, man. I think it's something way deeper. Something way deeper.
All right.
My other thought about the situation don't even matter, because I still don't think Will Smith does that to a white person.
I don't think Will at that point his blood pressure was boiling. I think he just went red.
I don't know if Will does that to somebody his size.
I don't think it matter at that time.
I don't know. I just hope Will heals from whatever was in him that caused him to do that Chris Rock, because even though I tell y'all all the time, you can't tell somebody how to react. But Chris didn't deserve that.
But remember when Will was out the country and that white reporter asked him a question or did something for
him? That's self-defense. The dude tried to kiss him. That's self-defense.
But Will slapped him. I think it gets a point. I don't think Will would have had a problem slapping a white guy, Asian guy, anybody.
Yeah. But can we drop one of Clues Bombs for Chris Rock, please? Y'all gave Supreme Court Judge nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson a lot of love for showing restraint. Chris Rock showed a lot of restraint last night. He kept the show moving. He had commentary after the slap. And that's how you know Chris Rock is not a character, because he never stopped being Chris Rock. I just got slapped. I just got slapped by Will Smith.
Hello, who's this?
This is Portia.
Hey, Portia, what's your thoughts?
So I feel like Will, if he felt like that was the right response, I'm okay with it. I want a man that's going to do the same thing for me, if he feels like I'm hurting or somebody has offended me. Men are supposed to protect and provide. And that's what he did. He protected his wife in that moment. Whatever happens, whether charges are brought or I don't think that's necessary. Or they take away the Oscar, which I also think would be stupid.
You can't say that, though. Because what you said, Will did what he had to do, and there's always consequences to your actions.
That is true.
So if there is consequences to that slap on that stage, that's on him.
I agree, and sometimes it's worth worth those consequences.
And I think that's what I think that's what I respected more than anything. Even though I hated that happened between Will Smith and Chris Rock,
mm-hmm.
the fact that Will didn't care about anything in that moment, but holding it down for his family.
Wife. Absolutely.
Even though I hate that it was Chris Rock. Chris Rock, my nigga, I hate it had to be him. Mm-hmm. I think it was some sucker that it was actually Chris Rock. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that did not have to happen to Chris Rock.
800-585-1051. We're asking, what are your thoughts? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about the Oscars last night. Congratulations to all the winners. But what everybody's talking about, of course, is Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. Now, if you missed it, you just woke up, you live under a rock, this is how it went down.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your f***ing mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife. No!
I'm going to, okay? Okay. That was a greatest night in the history of television.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. We're asking, what are your thoughts? Now, Charlamagne, let me ask you a question. If you were Chris Rock in that situation, right?
I wouldn't have made an alopecia joke.
Okay, but let's say you did.
Let me take that back. Chris Rock did not make an alopecia joke because he did not know Jada Pinkett Smith had alopecia, but I wouldn't even have made a comment on Jada Pinkett's hair because I've seen Jada with that hair for years. Like, correct. That wasn't even a thing.
But if you did and Will Smith slapped you, do you restrain yourself as well?
Oh, man. That's a good question. And you know what's so funny? I was talking to a couple of my comedian friends last night. A lot of comedians understand when they get on that stage, there may be certain things that people in the audience don't like. Now, correct. They still got to defend themselves if somebody runs up on that stage and tries them.
But it's Will. I'm sure I didn't think Will was going to slap him of all people.
I'm swinging.
I'm swinging.
Will smack me. I got to swing back.
I got to swing. And then when
maybe. I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. I don't know what I would do in that moment. And I can't even fault Chris for not swinging back. Because number one, we never even known Chris to be that kind of person. Hell, we never even known Will to be that kind of person. But it's at the Oscars. Chris is a 50-something-year-old man, too. Chris understands the magnitude of that moment as well. Like, I want to see them two brothers fighting on stage?
Not at all.
I don't want to see that on TV, man.
Not at all.
Period. And by the way, once again, I don't care that it was the Oscars. Because it's almost like people are saying, you got to know how to behave in front of white people.
No.
I don't care about that. I just don't want to see Will Smith and Chris Rock having altercations like that. Not those are two gods, man.
It, but you know, it gets to the point where you gotta you feel like you gotta defend your woman. You gotta defend
Will,
your family.
So now Will gonna have to do that to everybody? And by the way, there's a lot of people who've been coming at Will.
Mm-hmm.
Will just ain't been in the same room with them. So
Correct.
We don't know. Will might have been did something like
You're
this
right.
for all we know.
You're right. Or Will might have been ready for somebody to say something.
It feels like it.
Room. He
looked like he was in a wish a nigga would moment last night. And That's what I saw last night.
Yes, he was. Hello, who's this?
This Tia. I wanted to say something about the whole situation.
Go ahead, mama.
As far as Will, like, slapping Chris, like, that man's had enough. How long do he have to be humble? That man's been humble his whole life, throughout his whole career, has been just taking it on the cheek. And Charlamagne, you got punched in the back of your head before by an angry person. You already know he's still human. I don't care how responsible he is, how old he is, he's still human. And enough is enough.
There's a big difference between Will Smith and who punched me.
All right.
I take a punch by Will Smith. You know what I mean? I'm shocked Chris ain't fall. Chris now, better than me.
I thought about that, too.
That's how you know Chris rich.
I said, Will is worth what? A couple hundred million?
That's how you know Chris rich.
You hit me, I fall on the floor.
If Will would have hit me, I'd have still been down there right now. Okay? All right? Concussion. All right?
Concussion.
Okay? You know what those are, don't you, Will? I'd have had Will speaking in African.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, big dog, man. That's Anthony Mann from Charleston, South Carolina.
The 843.
I just wanted to read on that right there. You already know what time he is. 843 all day, every day.
Now you get all Geechee. Go ahead.
But that situation right there, man, to be honest, I don't know. Will reacted. I feel like he may have reacted irrationally, but he's human. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even though these celebrities are supposed to carry themselves a certain way, man, you don't know how this man would have feel once he got home if he did not react to it. Jada part would have looked at him like, you couldn't defend me? You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, hey, the slap, that'd been minor. If he had clothes for something, that would have been different. You feel me?
Yeah. It's still disrespectful. Regardless.
I just don't like to see it, man. I don't like to see it. That's all. I don't like to see somebody of Will Smith's stature doing that to somebody of Chris Rock's stature. Chris Rock is a comedian.
Correct.
Let's always keep that in mind. But is an actual comedian.
At the end of the day, everybody got feelings. Everybody, you know, for every action is a reaction.
I'm going
to the award show not to get joked on. I'm going to hopefully try to win this award. You throw a joke at me that I think is too personal. You're disrespecting, I feel, my wife. Hey, I'm going to put some
names
on
I think that Will and was already prepared for any entanglement stuff,
right.
But I think that joke about her hair took her someplace else just because it's attached to an actual, you know, medical condition. But Chris didn't deserve that.
800-585-1051. We'll take some more calls when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking Chris Rock, Will Smith. Last night during the Oscars, yeah, Will Smith slapped the ish out of Chris Rock, and this is the reason why.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? Here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow.
Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your f***ing mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's f***ing mouth.
I'm going to, okay? Okay. That was a greatest night in the history of television.
Now, let me ask you a question. 800-585-1051. We're taking your questions. Now, in the book, you always said that, you know, he felt like a coward.
He talks about how he felt like a coward his whole life. Yeah, because he watched his father commit domestic violence, you know, against his mother, and he never intervened.
Now, let me ask you a question. Could it always feel like everybody always talks about Tupac all the time, or Tupac would have did this, and Tupac would have did that? Would it get to the point where it's like,
Tupac ain't got nothing to do with this.
See,
what's wrong with y'all?
That's why
he slapped somebody last night. And by the way, did you ever think in your life that in a nigga versus black people moment, Chris Rock would be the black person and Will would be the nigga?
No. Not a zillion years.
Never. I never saw that one coming.
I didn't see that one
that
coming.
That was not on my 2022 bingo card that this is what we would see on Oscar night.
I definitely didn't see that either.
And he actually stepped on his own moment. I don't know, man. I just hope whatever.
But he defended his wife, which is most important. And sometimes those moments don't matter. It's a matter of protecting your family. And that's what he did. He protected his wife. I'm not mad at that.
Maybe he feels like he hasn't been protecting his family.
Maybe
he feels like he hasn't had, because everybody's been coming at them
like crazy.
You know what I mean?
So like crazy.
Maybe he feels, and like I said earlier, he hasn't been in the room with a lot of these people that have been coming at them. You know, a lot of these jokes, they get made online. Mm-hmm. They get made on late night talk shows. They don't get made when he's actually there in attendance. He might have been acting like this to somebody for all we know.
That is true. Hello, who's this?
All right, yeah, this is Blake. Blake Harris. I'm calling out of Georgia.
Mike, what's your thoughts, Mike?
Hey, so with the whole Will Smith thing, man, like I say, for one, Chris Rock, like, he did a whole movie called Good Hair. You know what I'm saying? He know better than to talk about a black woman hair like that, man. Either way it goes, you know, he should have known better. But not only that, if you watch the clip, Will was honestly laughing in the beginning. It wasn't until he looked over and seen Jada in her face that he felt like he had to do something.
Well, let's be clear.
I feel like maybe if he didn't, he would have been in the doghouse or something later on that night. So
that's probably,
you know, he had to jump up and do something.
That's probably too, but that's that fake Hollywood laughter.
That awkward laugh.
Yeah, as Chris Rock comes out, anything Chris Rock says, ha, 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 you laugh. But then you're like, wait a minute. Whoa, hold up.
What you just say?
Yeah, exactly.
Come
that's
on,
what that
this
was.
Conversation. Hello, who's this? You all right out there?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, mama?
My name's Arkaya.
You blowing a horn at somebody? They got out your way?
Yes, sir. Yeah, they was trying to flag me
out. All right.
You calling from New Orleans?
Yes, sir.
What's your thoughts, mama?
Well, I'm all for Will because I feel like he's the home team, and I just feel like he was defending his wife.
Okay. All right.
But I do want to say something while I have y'all on here.
Go. Yes, ma'am.
I'm from New Orleans, and I have a nonprofit organization, and I'm trying to start for kids with autism.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to bring awareness to that. I was trying to see if I could shout out my Instagram.
Go ahead, go now.
My Instagram is KaiJuicySecrets_. Y'all just check me out if y'all get some time. Autism Awareness Live on Friday.
Okay, thank you, mama. Hello, who's this?
This is Marlon calling out of Houston.
Marlon, what's up? What's your thoughts?
Well, before we start, I wanted to give a shout out to my wife. Today makes our 2-year anniversary. I want to shout out to Aspen Mack. I love you. And I want to shout out to my unborn daughter that's on the way, Marley.
Okay. Talk to us.
My wife actually showed me that last night, the Oscar with Will Smith. And when I seen it, I honestly, when I seen him slap him, I thought it was fake.
Me too. But it wasn't.
It didn't seem real. And then once Will Smith walked off, he had a little smirk like laughter.
Yeah, nah, it looked fake at first, but then when you watch everybody's reaction around it, you realize, nah, it wasn't fake. Hello, who's this?
My name is Andrea.
Hey, Andrea, what's your thoughts?
It's fake.
Nah, it ain't fake.
Nah, that ain't fake.
That wasn't fake.
It wasn't fake.
You don't think so? Like,
I know it wasn't.
How?
Well, I talked to Chris Rock last night, but also I got eyes.
So what did you spoke to him last night? What did he say?
He was good. I called to check on him. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I don't think people realize, you know, when situations like that happen, yeah, we all laugh and it's memes and this and that, but that's still another human on the other end of that slap. And also, that's Chris f***ing Rock. I'm sorry, I mean to cry. That's Chris Rock. That's a legend. That's a god. You know what I'm saying? Like, so
what did he say? How's he doing?
He's good. You know, and he did not know that he, you know, Jada suffered from alopecia. He was just making a G.I. Jane joke. But, you know, salute to Chris Rock, man.
All right. Well, what's the moral of the story, if there is a
moral? The moral of the story for me, man, I tell folks all the time, you know, you can't tell people how to react, but I'd be lying to y'all if I told y'all, like, I liked what Will did. Yes, it was entertaining because we all like mess. We all like BS, but I thought it was, I didn't like it. You know what I mean? And I can understand why he may have reacted that way, but Chris didn't deserve that. But who am I to say what somebody deserves?
Correct. Because like we always say, for every action,
there's a reaction. And you can only control what you do. You can only control what you say. You can't control how somebody reacts to what you do or what you say. There's always consequences to your actions. I just wonder, I just honestly wonder what the consequences to this are, because it just sends a weird message, right? Because imagine you a young, impressionable kid at home and you watching the television.
Right.
And you see Will Smith do that. And then 10, 15 minutes later, he's being rewarded. Now, he was going to win the award
regardless,
anyway.
Right, correct.
But what are the optics of that? Like, there's got to be a better way to resolve those kind of conflicts, right? Like, I just don't expect Will Smith to resort to that. But he's only a human. You know what I mean?
And when he feels like somebody takes a shot at his wife, he feels like, I have to defend. And that's the main thing with his family. You feel like you got to defend. You can't ask me because I defend my wife.
But
my
even Putin gave a warning.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
Putin
didn't just go to war on Ukraine.
Right, I get it, but I'm not.
Like, Will got up and just went to war. Like, Will should have yelled. I can't tell him what he should have done, but yell at him first. Like, keep my wife's name out your effing mouth. If Chris keeps going after that, then you go.
Yeah, see,
do what you
I
do.
Just look at it differently. It's my wife. You know what I mean? I'm going to defend my wife. There's no warning. The warning is the slap in the face because it could have been a fist. That's
You've done verbal warning first.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, I don't know. I didn't like it. I don't like it because it's Chris Rock and Will Smith.
All right.
F the Oscars. I don't care that they was at the Oscars. I don't care about y'all people saying they got to act right in front of white people. I don't give a damn about all that. I care about Chris Rock and Will Smith, two legends, two gods. I don't like seeing that between two black men, personally.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got the rumor report. We'll tell you some celebrity reactions to what they seen last night, including Diddy.
Right. Diddy better shut up. Hold on. Hey, Diddy, I don't want to hear you say nothing. I ain't even heard what you said, but I don't want to hear you say nothing about smacking people.
Why?
Because you got a long list of people you've smacked,
like
Diddy.
Who?
We'll talk about it. I got to hear what he said first.
All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What? It's just in. All the gossip. The rumor report. Gossip. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Before we get to that, the LAPD, they released a statement. They said the LAPD investigative entities are aware of an incident between two individuals during the Academy Awards program. The incident involved one individual slapping another. The individual involved has declined to file a police report. If the involved party desire a police report at a later date, LAPD will be available to complete an investigative report.
I'll tell you one thing. If Will Smith would have smacked a white person, there wouldn't have been no investigation. If he'd have smacked a white person on live television like that, he'd have been in handcuffs. Okay.
All right. Well, let's get some celebrity reactions. Diddy, right after it happens, when Diddy gave out an award.
I don't want to hear what Diddy got to say about slapping nobody. I haven't heard it yet.
This is what Diddy said.
What he said.
That this year was going to be the most exciting Oscars ever. Okay, Will and Chris, we're going to solve that like family at the gold party. Okay? But right now, we're moving on with love. Everybody make some noise.
I guess he does know how to solve some of those situations because he's had quite a few. Quite a few of those situations.
Before we go about that, he also talks about Chris Rock's chin.
You know, shit happens sometimes. My Chris Rock got a chin, though.
Pause.
Ain't nobody even not thinking what I'm thinking. He got a chin.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Diddy like,
love, we're going to move on with love.
Diddy like, when I smack people, they drop. You know what I mean? Well, he does have a chin, though. I'm not going to lie. He took that slap.
Did.
And I'm telling you, the best, most impressive thing was that he just kept the show moving.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't break stride not once.
Well, Stephen A. Smith, he also had something to say about it.
What did Stephen A. Smith say when all this happened?
What Will Smith did tonight was straight bull. To go up on stage and slap Chris Rock like that, he's lucky he didn't get his ass kicked, particularly after the event was over. If not by Chris Rock, to the fellas he had there with him. I mean, damn. Denzel and Bradley Cooper and Tyler Perry having to calm you down. Your publicist having to run out and calm you down. I mean, damn. Come on, bro. There's no excuse for it, ladies and gentlemen. Don't even try to justify it, okay? A black man, Will Packer, did a phenomenal job producing the Oscars. And you do this to stain yourself, to stain the Academy Awards?
See, I don't care about that. I don't care about the stain of the Academy Awards. Like, that sounds to me like you're saying, you know, you got to know how to behave in front of white people. You know what I mean? Like, you can't tell somebody how to react. You can control what you do. You can control what you say, but you cannot control somebody's reaction to what you do or say. That's it. Do I like what Will Smith did? No, I don't. But I don't, that whole stain on the Academy Awards, nah. If it's a stain on anything, it's a stain on Will Smith.
Well, Michael Blackson, comedian, he has some things to say. He says, congrats on finally winning an Oscar, but you should have handled the Chris Rock situation a little better, like behind the closed doors, mother sucker.
He right.
The West Philly came out of Will Smith tonight. Maybe Will Smith thought he was at the BET Hip Hop Awards. Fabulous.
That's what I love about it. This is one of the greatest moments in hip-hop history. If you're, taking into account all of the BS that comes with hip-hop, because this is like a combination of the Source Awards and the Oscars, right?
Mm-hmm. Chris, Fabulous said Chris Rock is a real professional, because ain't no way, bro.
He is.
Boosie Badass.
I don't want to hear this. I don't even know what Boosie said, and I don't want to hear it.
Boosie Badass said, that's why I don't F with people's wives. Will tired, bro. I've been feeling bad for him myself these last years. That joke shouldn't have been said at the Oscars. Feel like he could have let that slide.
He right.
Make me think they had a little beef before or something.
They
Hashtag
did.
My opinion.
They did from the 5 years ago when, you know, Jada told Chris he needs to resign from hosting the Oscars, because that's when they was all protesting for the Oscar So Black thing. And Chris gave us some balls.
Eric Benet. He said, everybody hugging and consoling Will. Can somebody go check on Chris?
That's real.
Can we get a seat filler or somebody? Is he all right?
That's real. Mm-hmm. Chris good, though. I spoke to Chris last night. He's good.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, Jaden, which is Will Smith's son, said, and that's how we do it. My dad's speech made me cry. So that was just some of the reactions and some of the things that people were thinking last night.
What do you mean that's how we do it?
I hope that was what he was saying. the award meaning they won, but it also could have been that's how we do it. We slap the ish out of somebody. It could be taken either way.
And that's what I don't like. I don't like the messaging of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want y'all to think that y'all can just go around smacking people on live television. Because let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't Will Smith. Right? Y'all are not Will Smith. And I don't think, you know, I don't think Will Smith tries that with just anybody, but who knows, man. It seemed like he was fed up, but I just don't like that happened to Chris Rock. That's Chris Rock, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Well, Chris Rock?
That is your rumor report. Now, Charlamagne, who you giving your donkey to?
Before after that, we need to talk to Herschel Walker, man. If y'all want to smack people, I can point y'all in the direction of people that need to be smacked. All right.
Can we can play some classic Will Smith to get us back into the Will Smith that we know? Can you play it right fast? You can play it.
You can play it. I think I can beat Mike Tyson.
Yeah. All right.
I feel like smacking you now.
Get jiggy with it. Get jiggy with it.
This record do hit a little different this morning, though. I'm not gonna lie. Get jiggy with it. See, you're rewarding bad behavior.
I'm not.
We should be celebrating that Will Smith won an Oscar. That's it.
All right. Hit that too. Ready, set, let's go. Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
I teamed up with Zyrtec for this allergy relief message. Springtime brings vibrancy to the air and pollen, so I take Zyrtec when allergy symptoms start. Save the tissues and live vibrantly with Zyrtec. Starts working at hour one and stays strong day after day.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
Hello?
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
I'm telling y'all right now, I'm going to keep this short and sweet because I've been talking too goddamn much, and these braces is kicking my ass.
Mouth hurt. Right?
These braces that I got on Thursday that I'm getting taken out today because I just really, 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 really can't deal with it, okay? Drop on the clues bombs for everybody out there with braces. I respect y'all so much more now. My 13-year-old daughter told me I'm a punk, and she's absolutely right. I'm getting these things removed, and I'm getting Invisalign. See, I think I didn't talk too much. All right. Donkey of the day. For Monday, March 28th, goes to Herschel Walker. Okay, y'all remember former NFL running back Herschel Walker, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was speaking at a Trump rally in Atlanta because he's the Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate. And one thing Republicans love to do, one of their talking points, is to speak out against CRT, critical race theory, which is basically the true history of America, okay? It examines the intersection of race, society, and law in the United States, and it challenges mainstream American liberal approaches to racial justice. It's just the truth about this country that they want to suppress. And Herschel Walker was at a rally, and he wanted to know what this CRT means, so he decided to ask the audience. But I don't think he was quite asking about CRT. Let's listen to what he had to say.
People want to ask me all the time why I'm running. I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of them wanting to teach CTR in school, critical race theory. Can you tell me what that means? We're Americans. We're not black. We're not white. We're American.
CTR. Now, I know y'all like all he did was get a couple letters mixed up, but if you're going to be loud about being against something, you at least have to know what that something is. What is CTR? Of course the audience has no idea what CTR is. I don't even know what CTR is because there is no such thing. Well, actually, it is. CTR is the number of clicks that your ad receives divided by the number of times your ad is shown. Okay? Now, I'm not trying to stereotype any Trump supporters from the South, but I don't think y'all know anything about that. Okay? I don't even think y'all can figure out those equations. If you think I'm saying y'all are dumb, yeah, you're right. Okay? I think y'all thought CTR was actually CTE. Makes sense, right? Herschel Walker, since he's a former football player, said he's sick and tired of CTE, which would make perfect sense because that's what it'd be sounding like Herschel Walker has, okay? And see, this is what I don't like. Herschel also said, I don't know if we have the rest of that. Do we have the rest of that? Well, he talked about where Americans went. Oh, well, he also said in the statement that we're Americans. We're not black, we're not white, we're Americans. Well, Herschel, tell the census that. Okay, tell this caste system in America that. Tell Jim Crow laws that. Tell the Civil Rights of 1964 Act that. Tell redlining that. You got all of these laws that discriminate against black people. All of these rights black people have had to fight to get. So this black and white thing, we didn't create that. America did. Okay? You want us to stop the black and white discussion? Well, tell America to stop first. But guess what? The discussion will never stop. And that's why we have to have the discussion in its totality. And we have to tell the history of this country because you can't heal what you don't reveal. Please let Remy Ma give Herschel Walker the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
My mouth hurts. CTR is click-through rate, too, by the way. I don't know if I said that.
All right.
Did I say that?
No.
I didn't say it was the click-through rate. Oh, click-through rate. Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
That's what they use to measure the success of an online advertising campaign for a particular website.
Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051.
Please, let's not. Are we still talking about the damn Oscars?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're taking something from it. 800-585-1051. We're just asking, have you ever lost your cool about your wife or your husband?
Oh, my God!
800-585-1051. I can't recall myself doing it.
Nigga, please! Why y'all do this to me? Pull up the Dennis Romero clip right now. Why would this nigga get on this radio and lie like that, Taylor? Y'all gonna just let him lie like that? Y'all just gonna let him lie like that?
800-585.
You know my mouth hurt. Why are you making me scream? I think you do this stuff on purpose just to bother me, man.
Goodness gracious.
Taylor, go get the Dennis Romero clip.
See how he got so outraged?
I knew he was going to do that. Y'all always want to rewrite history. We just had a conversation about people trying to get rid of CRT. What's it? That's what it is?
CTR.
No, it isn't. What is it?
This guy over here.
Which one is it?
800-585-1051. We're just asking, have you ever lost your cool about your wife or husband? That is the question. All right? We'll get to it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You owe my wife an apology when you insinuated that she was there for the check on your show.
Boom.
You said she was there for the check. That's
let's
what
go.
You said exactly. I heard it.
And so you
I have
feel.
Clip right now. Yeah, you owe her.
Right,
you
let's
owe
hear
apology.
Let's hear
the,
let's go,
Jesus.
Like, I was Rashawn at home, but in the streets, I was DJ Envy. Mm-hmm. So it was two different people. And
I didn't know DJ Envy.
And it was a situation.
Well, you know them DJ Envy checks, though.
You know them DJ Envy checks, though. That's a little disrespectful, brother.
That was a joke, Envy.
I don't
for real?
That joke when you talk about my wife.
All right, I apologize then.
You see what I'm saying? You can talk about me all day. You can make all jokes right. of me, but when it comes about my wife.
Don't
my
back
family,
down, DJ Romero.
Envy would never do another joke
you
about you.
You should know that. Because you got kids and
you.
A wife.
No, I feel you. I feel you. I hear that. But you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day.
There is no but.
There is no but. Now, I don't want to ever hit that. How dare you? You think people forget? The North remembers.
So what? Yeah, you talking about my wife.
The North remembers. Talk about he ain't never lost his cool over his wife.
But I'm a different man now. I changed.
Man, please.
I'm calm.
At least you gave a warning. We'll ain't give no warning. God damn, Will.
800-585. Y'all got that audio effing quick.
Good. Drop one of Clues Bombs for producers. Thank you.
Goodness gracious. Let
this man. I think y'all knew he was going to lie like that.
Damn. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're asking 800-585-1051. Have you ever lost your cool about your wife or husband? I mean, myself.
We saw you lose your cool when the Good Brothers, Desus and Meryl came up here, and you balked on them, and then you left your seat empty.
Correct, yes. That I have, and I've done about my family before. It's documented. You can Google it. But I don't play around my wife and my kids. I think people know that. People understand that. You can make jokes about me all day, but when it comes to my wife and kids, I got a little problem with it. And yes, I'm willing to go hands if that need be. I don't care. It's not about winning or losing. It's about defending, protecting, and providing. And I think everybody that knows me, my family, and my friends, and I think even the listeners know that that's one thing I don't play about.
I would hope that no man does. You know what I'm saying? I would hope that every man out there knows that our job is to protect and provide. And, you know, if you're going to lose it over somebody, I would hope it's over your family. Yeah, I would hope it's over your wife. I would hope it's over your kids.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Have you ever been in that situation, Charlamagne?
Thank God, no. Mm-hmm. Thank God, no.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's happening?
What's up, brother? Talk to us.
Not much. Yo, listen, number one, I just want to say I've lost my cool before. It never worked out. Guess what happened to me? I ended up getting fired because I lost my cool on my manager a long time ago. So it doesn't work out. But listen, look, did anybody else notice that Regina King earlier in that whole program?
Regina Hall. Yeah, she threw a jab at Will. She alluded to them.
That was disrespectful.
Yeah, during the COVID thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I caught that.
So that was wild disrespectful, bro. And ain't nobody saying nothing.
Well, I mean, what could Will say to Regina? And by the way, I really think Will was waiting for a man to say something. Because, you know, you had Laverne Cox say something, you had Regina Hall say something, and I think he was just waiting for a man to say something, and he was really in wishing nigga would moat.
Yeah.
And the nigga did.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Tasha from Boston.
Hey, Tasha, you ever lost your cool about your wife or your man?
No, but I mean, to be honest with you, I would rather if it'd be two legends that reacted like that than if it was like an up-and-coming actor that went and slapped Chris Rock.
I don't think an up-and-coming rapper would have got that close to Chris Rock. I think Chris Rock would have swung at him before he got close, honestly. I think because it was Will, I think he allowed Will to get in his space because it's Will. You know what I mean? Who wouldn't allow Will to get in his space like that?
True. But when my man cheated, I definitely went off on him, but not because of someone disrespecting
That's
him.
Something different. That's something different. Thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
Markina.
Markina, good morning.
Good morning.
You ever lost your cool about your man or your wife?
Yeah, I've lost it about my man before, yes.
What happened?
So basically I had a female one day basically try to approach me and just basically kind of just tell me what he was kind of like basically doing, which was nothing because he's basically always here. So what it was, I guess she was just jealous of my whole entire relationship that I found someone that basically took care of me and my kids. So she's just going around basically just basically saying unnecessary stuff, had to watch my language. So I had to just put her in her place.
You put hands on her?
No, it's not that serious. People can go around saying what they want. You can't even go around putting your hands on nobody. You don't see Christians going around slapping sinners.
Well, that ain't true now. You catch the right Christian. you catch the right Christian. The right Christian to put hand on a sinner now.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's good? Envious Travy out of North Carolina. What's good with you, bro?
What's up, bro? Have you ever lost your cool about your girl?
Absolutely. Well, she's not my girl anymore, but yeah, we were at a graduation, and we were sitting there, and she had a sunbrella. You know, it's hot. It's outside. And the guy and his wife, they were making comments to her, and the guy was just like, hey, you know, can you put your sunbrella up, please? You know, and he was nice about it and everything what he said, but I didn't like how he said it in front of all those people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my girl, she put her sunbrella down, and she was just, you know, she was upset. So then I was like, hey, bro, you know, I turned around, I was like, I don't really like how you talk to my girl like that, bro. And he was like, oh, yeah? What do you want to do about it? So then I stood up and turned around and was just like, what do you want to do about it? And I think it kind of like made him turn back or like stop talking, because then he realized that I wasn't playing. One, two, I definitely would have smacked him, you know, right on the spot right there. And then three, he saw how big I was over him. You know what I'm saying? He probably would have been my size, but I wasn't playing, yo. I was definitely prepared, fully prepared.
Dang.
To smack the living goodness out of him.
Well,
jeez.
Just always remember, when you stand up for your wife, that's a fight you can't lose.
Yeah.
All right? So when you stand up for your wife in those moments, you better make sure you're getting the best of whoever you're about to get into it with.
800-585-1051. We're asking, have you ever lost your cool about your wife or husband, your man or your girl? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know it now. I'm in.
That can't only be with that. Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're asking, have you ever lost your cool about your wife or your girl or your man or your wife? It doesn't matter. We're asking 800-585-1051. We got Portia on the line. Portia, good morning.
What's going on?
What's up?
Yeah, I'm chilling. This Porsche like the car.
Oh, Porsche. Oh, they said Porsche. My bad, Porsche.
That's cool. I want to just say, if Will would have slapped me, we would have sent it up on that stage. But I think in that situation, disrespect somebody's wife or their girlfriend, you know, have a conversation with them. You know what I'm saying? I had to do that same thing, have a conversation. And then, you know, if the disrespect continues, then we gotta send it up from there. But just having a conversation to let them know, like, hey, my wife didn't like that joke. My girlfriend liked that joke. Simple apologize and let it be from there. You know what I'm saying? Because how, you know, the fellas joke ain't how the women joke. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think one thing that we gotta realize about healed people, man, and I've been saying this the past couple of weeks, but it's true, because Will Smith is a very healed person. But God is not done working on so many of us yet. So when people go low, he goes medium. Because Chris really went medium last night, too.
Yeah.
That was just a little, you know, he didn't know Jada had alopecia, so that was just a little medium. And then, you know, Will went medium, too, I guess.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Star to Star.
What's
up? Star to Star, man. I want Charlamagne to hear me out.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's not a black thing. It's not a black thing, you know, when violence occurs, because you got to remember that the white man started violence to our people. So we do have to stick with, you know, protecting women. It was a protecting women thing. We have to protect our women. That's why we have so many men losing their wives and their lady because they're not being men. Men are called to protect.
Black man, I agree with you. I agree with you, black man. I'm just telling other people that don't say Oscar's so black and it's the blackest Oscars of all time because there was violence that happened at the award show because there was some ruckus. Like, for what you saying?
I don't believe that they're saying it's black because of that.
They absolutely are.
Because Will Smith stood up for his wife, which every man should do.
I agree.
If you really look at it, if you look back in time, our women have been disrespected throughout time. The man, white man come in the house, take the black man wife out of the house. Men have to stick up. I don't care if it's black, white, Chinese, whatever it is. You have to stick up for the woman. We have to get back to the men taking up for women. Women get disrespected. Look at what they're doing to Megan Thee Stallion. They're being disrespectful to that woman.
King, I don't disagree with you. I still don't like to see two black men going at it like that, though.
Nah, me neither. Hello, who's this?
This is Sade from Memphis, Tennessee.
Hey, Sade, good morning. Talk to us.
Okay. Yes, well, I want to speak on the Will Smith situation. I feel like he did exactly what he was supposed to do as a man, as a husband. If somebody's speaking on somebody in Memphis, you got to see them. And I feel like he did exactly what he was supposed to do. And I want to reference this to the Chadwick when he was losing weight and everybody was talking about him, not knowing what that man was battling with, and he lost his life to cancer, and people was making fun of him and talking bad about him because he was losing weight. And Will Smith, he know what his wife is dealing with and battling with on a daily basis. And Chris Rock, you just can't say what you want to say. And like Charlamagne always say, with every action is a reaction, and he got exactly what he deserves.
That's true, man. Okay. I really do think that if it was just the entanglement talk, Will would have been able to handle that. But, you know, you're talking about, you know, a medical condition that your wife is dealing with. So when y'all laying in that bed, only you know how much your wife is distraught over losing her hair. Only you know how much your wife is distraught over having alopecia. So, right. You know.
And I think Nicki Minaj, she just said it clearly. Nicki Minaj said, I love Chris Rock. I don't think he would have made that joke had he known that Jada what she recently shared. But between him and the whole team at the Oscars, you mean to tell me not one of y'all heard this woman just share this heartbreaking story? Here's the thing, and this is such an eye-opening example of it. The husband gets a front-row seat to his wife's pain. He's the one consoling her, drying her tears behind closed doors when those cameras are off. Social media has made people feel that these husbands won't ever run into them in real life. And that's true. Like, you know,
that's real, 100%. We've been saying that all morning. We didn't say it like that, but yes, front row seat to your wife's pain is a great way to put it, Nikki.
Absolutely.
Yes, 100%. 100%. But that was an off the cuff joke. So the Oscars wouldn't have known that.
Yeah, because
Chris Rock was saying that. But
he wouldn't know what she wore that night. That was he seen him that night, and that was
But he did not know she had alopecia. I know that for a fact because I spoke to him last night.
All right. All right, well, when we come back, let's get to the rumors. We're talking Remy Ma. She was on Drink Champs, and we'll tell you some of the things that she said. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I really can't believe we witnessed Will Smith slap Chris Rock last night and then win an Oscar on the same night.
Yeah.
That has to be top three nigga moments of my lifetime. And I've seen some nigga moments in my lifetime. This has to be top three nigga moments of my life.
This is up there. All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Remy Ma.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club. Listen up.
Now, Remy Ma was doing an interview with Drink Champs, and they asked her about Doja Cat and if they believe Doja Cat, if they considered her a rapper.
But Doja Cat, I don't think she's a rapper. Let's be clear with that. They put her in a rapper category. I don't think she's a rapper, but she makes dope records, and I think she's dope.
That's what's up.
I'll go with Doja.
What's the problem?
I think people are upset because they think Doja Cat is a rapper. She's an R&B singer. She's
everything.
A little bit of everything. Yeah. And she raps. She raps on pop beats, but she raps on regular beats too. She's a rapper, I think so.
Yeah, saying. I mean, I get what Remy's saying, though, but, you know, Doja's just not, you know, strictly a rapper, I guess. I think Doja Cat gets busy. Yeah. One of Doja Cat's favorite verses, my favorite verses on that That's City Girls record.
Mm-hmm.
Pum Pum Talk.
All right. Now, they also asked Remy Ma about Nicki Minaj.
I never saw that one coming. I just always felt like anything I say, people gonna say I'm talking about her. Anything she say, people gonna say I'm talking about me. So let's make an agreement that we never talking about each other. Like, you so, like, any,
this is
any
you telling her that?
Yeah, it was just conversations. It's not even just telling. It's like a conversation, a back and forth.
Right.
And it was just certain that transpired behind the scenes, messages that I seen that I know wasn't, like, you know, right, fabricated. And I was just like, nah, like, it could take one moment to change somebody's whole career and shit, like, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, I'm not letting it happen.
Well, Nicki Minaj responded. She said, he must be misunderstanding what she's saying to him. Did he say, this is you telling her that? For the record, I've never had this conversation with her or anyone. And then she says, so y'all like that new song, We Go Up, featuring Fabio Foreign, New York Stand Up 2022. Now, we all remember when Kim K said this recently during, I believe it was an interview that she was doing with the family.
I have the best advice for women in business. Get your up and work.
Get your ass
it
up.
It's like nobody wants to work these days.
And work.
That's so true. You have to surround yourself with people that want to work.
Drop one of Clues Bonds with Kim K, goddammit. Okay? She's right. Some days I don't want to work.
Well,
all right.
Well, she got some backlash for saying that, so now she is, fixing her statements, responding to it.
Don't you backtrack.
I came off of the notion and the question right before, which was, after 20 years of being in the business, you're famous for being famous. And my whole tone and attitude changed with the previous question that went into that question about what advice would you give to women. And the advice that I would give is just that having a social media presence and being on a reality show does not mean overnight success. And it wasn't a blanket statement towards women or to feel like I don't respect the work or think that they don't work hard. I know that they do. So it was taken out of context. I'm really sorry if it was received that way.
So she's just talking to all you people who make your money off the internet. Y'all need to get up off your ass and go do some real work. That's what she's saying. What you saying, Kim? I don't understand what you're saying, Kim.
I mean, she said get up off your ass and work.
Get up off your ass and work, okay? A hit dog will holler. Whoever it applies to, you know, that's who it applies to.
Well, people were upset about that.
If you're already up off your ass working, don't even worry about it. Personally, I feel her. Because sometimes I don't feel like working.
Well,
and guess what?
And
since she said that statement, the times I don't feel like working, guess what I hear in my head? Her telling me to get up off my ass and work. And then I go right back to sleep.
Well, you come in late.
That's right.
Now, Bobby Shmurda says he's finally out of his contract. You know, he was signed to Epic Records. I think he's been signed to Epic Records for like 8-9 years. But he has recently been released. He got his release papers. So now he's an independent artist. And he's doing his first independent single. And he's shooting his independent video. So we'll see what Bobby Shmurda has in the pipeline. If he's going to sign another major or if he's going to stay independent. Tyler Perry. Well, he confesses to using his Madea voice during intimacy.
Do you ever accidentally use Madea's voice in conversation?
Never. No. Sometimes. Once. On occasion. Okay, during sex. Thank you. Sorry.
Is that your hello face?
That was hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all of years...
Get your ass up and work.
Remix. Adele.
So I guess he...
Imagine Madea saying that in the bedroom. Get your ass up and work.
Okay. So I guess he uses his Madea voice during sex.
Get your ass up and work on this...
What? What's wrong with you, man?
And drop one of Clues Bob with Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry, another nigga. Don't get it twisted. Okay. He go slap somebody at an award show soon. Y'all about to see.
I hope this don't start a trend.
I think this going to be a trend,
you
man.
Think so?
I think this going to be a trend. There's a lot of people been waiting to slap some folks.
So I think
Will Smith has set the tone.
This open Pandora's box. Everybody gets slapped.
This is not a good trend, but I think we about to see more of it. Y'all better watch what y'all say to people. Y'all better watch it. And it's going to be the people y'all don't expect either.
Yeah, because nobody expected Will Smith.
You didn't expect Will Smith. You ain't going to expect Tyler Perry neither. All right?
Now, let me ask you a question before we go to the mix, right? When Will Smith was giving his speech, was you looking out to see if Chris Rock was going to run back up on that stage?
No.
No?
That never crossed my mind not once.
Mm.
Not even a little bit.
Not a little bit?
Not even a little
just
bit.
A little bit like...
The whole stage was surrounded. Charlie Mack was there. Jaden Smith. Jaden had his Batman costume ready to go. Okay. It was not going to be no games in that place.
All right.
All right.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. People's Choice mixes up next. 800-585-1051. We'll get your request in. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Peace of the planet. Charlamagne Tha God here with news from One Of. They just partnered with the Grammy Awards for exclusive NFTs, and you can win a pair of tickets to fly out to next year's Grammys simply by claiming a free NFT at oneof.com. For rules and to claim your free NFT, visit oneof.com by 7 p.m. April 4th.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. All right, now, thank you all you guys for tuning in. We had a zillion and one calls today. The phone lines are still lit up. Everybody wanted to talk about the Oscars last night. We got to congratulate Questlove. We got to congratulate Will Smith. And we got to congratulate, there's one other person we have to congratulate. What's the sister's
name? Samuel
L.
Jackson won like a Lifetime Achievement Award.
He did.
The Afro-Latino, she won Best Supporting Actress for West Side Story.
Yes, Ariana DeBose. And when we come back, we got a positive notice, The Breakfast Club. Come on. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time to get up out of here. Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Yeah, man. I just want to reiterate what I said earlier, man. Even though I don't like, the Will Smith, Chris Rock situation, I don't like how that went down at all. Just always remember, man, you can control what you do. You can control what you say. But you can't control how somebody reacts to what you do or what you say. Remember that.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.